ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We're reading the 18th chapter Madhyalila, and we're on text 15. Huh? 15. So. Bhugarbha Goshayara Shijiva Goshayi Shijadava Charja Govinda Goshayi Bhugarbha Goshayara Shijiva Goshayi Shijadava Charja Govinda Goshayi Bhugarbha Goswami, Shijiva Goswami, Shijadava Charya, and Govinda Goswami also accompanied Srila Rupa Goswami. So, the last so many verses describing how Rupa Goswami had stayed in Mathura for 1 month, during the time Gopal deity had come to Vitaleshwar's place. And now it's describing all these great personalities that were accompanying Rupa Goswami. So we should note that Rupa Goswami is the main, or the leader, and so many other persons are there. Raghunath Bhatta, the last verse described Gopal Bhatta and Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, and Lokanath Das Goswami. So already we have, you know, four of the six Goswamis are there. So. Bande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yago Shi Jiva Gopalako. Okay, so this now is describing Bhugarbha Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Yadavacharya, Govinda Goswami. They all accompanied Rupa Goswami. 51. Sri Uddhava Dasa Madhava Duijan. Sri Gopala Dasa Ara Dasa Narayan. He was also accompanied by Sri Uddhava Das, Madhava, Sri Gopal Das, and Narayan Das. 52. Govinda Bhakta Aravani Krishna Das. Kundari Kaksha Ishan Aralagu Haridas. So, this is self-explanatory as far as the word for words. Translation. The great devotee Govinda, Bani Krishna Das, Pundarik Aksha Ishan, Lagu Haridas also accompanied him. Purport. Lagu Haridas should not be confused with Junior Haridas, who committed suicide in Prayag. Generally, a devotee is called Haridas, and consequently, there are many Haridas. The chief was Thakur Haridas. There was also Madhyam Haridas. And so, middle, Lagu means lower, Choto means small, Varahari. I don't know, is Varahari Haridas Thakur?
Varahari, not
it's a different, so. And Haridas of Aryo is a Govardhan itself. So, and Prabhupada says here, generally a devotee is called Haridas. Sometimes Krishna Das also. And just like one devotee was complaining, he didn't like his name. So Prabhupada said, call yourself Krishna Das. Jeev Krishna Das Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Krishna Das Evishvas Korle Tor Dukonai. You should all know that you're all Krishna Das, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Jeev Krishna Das Evishvas. You should have faith that you're Krishna Das. Korle Tor, and if you chant Radha Krishna Bol Bol, if you chant Radha Krishna, of course, with chant Hare Krishna, we're including Radharani in there. So, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, Radha Krishna, E matra biko chai. I'm only asking one begging. I'm begging because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very humble. He's begging. I'm only asking one thing. Don't give me anything, but if you can chant Radha Krishna and your life, you'll give up all your miseries. E dukkha. All misery be finished. So, okay, back to here. In Bhakti Ratnakara, sixth wave, Ratnakara, so that is the jewel mine of bhakti. So there's waves in the mine. Ocean, I guess it's an ocean, or sometimes a mine of jewels. So that Bhakti Ratnakara is describing so many things generally happened after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. There is a list of many of the chief devotees who accompanied Rupa Goswami. So now we're aggregating more added on here. Goswami Gopal Bhatta Ati Doyamoy Bhugarbha Sri Lokana Gunera Aloy Sri Madhava Sri Paramananda Bhatta Chaja Sri Madhu Pande Jara Charitras Chaja Premi Krishna Das Krishna Das Brahmachari Yadava Charya Nayanak Kripaban. Sri Pundarigacha Goshai Govinda Ishan. Sri Govinda Bani Krishna Das Atyudara. Sri Uddhava Madhye Madhye Gaure Gatija. Dvija Haridas Krishna Das Kabiraj. Sri Gopal Das Ja Alokika Kai. Sri Gopal Madhavadi Jateka Vaishna. Yeah. There it is.
Madhavadi.
Huh?
Madhavadi.
Madhavadi. Beginning with Madhava. Huh? Or?
Yeah.
So then that would mean, and many others. There it is. The following Vaishnavas were present with Srila Rupa Goswami. The merciful Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami. Lokanath Das Goswami. A reservoir of good qualities. Sri Madhava, Paramananda Bhattacharya, Sri Madhu Pandit, whose characteristics are all wonderful, Premi Krishna Das, Krishna Das Brahmachari, Yadava Acharya, the merciful Narayan, Pundarik Akshay Goswami, Govinda, Ishan, Sri Govinda, the magnanimous, Bani Krishna Das, Sri Uddhava, who occasionally visited Bengal, Dvija Hari Das, Krishna Das Kaviraj, Gopal Das, whose body is completely spiritual, Sri Gopal, Madhava, and many others. So it's quite a crowd of luminaries, like you say, you know, the stars. And in this case, Rupa Goswami is like the moon, but these stars are very bright. Krishnadas Kaviraj had some association, it looks like, with Rupa Goswami. And so he has personal realization. He's writing the book. So he's giving the news here. Okay. Om Gyanata Maranda Shigaranjana Shavakar Chakshwamiri Tangyana Tasmai Shri Yudhavai Namaha Vandeham Shigaro Shri Yatapata Gamalam Shri Yurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sarviratam Sahagana Raganatam Dikantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahityam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Tanam Sahagana Kalida Shri Vishakamitam Cha. So this is the primary or one of the main characteristics of great personalities, that they're glorifying other great personalities. I mean, the whole Chaitanya Charita is nothing but giving the character of Lord Chaitanya and all the other devotees. This is like an amazing thing. Although we don't get so many detail, but at least we're getting the details of all the personalities. Like if you want to hear about Lokanath Lokiya Rajivana, We're chanting that every day when we do the Guru Puja. That's Narottam Das Thakur, and his guru is Lokanath Goswami. So generally we won't hear about Lokanath Goswami in Chittanjamita. We won't hear anything, basically, because only his name is here. He was so humble, he didn't want his name. He told Krishnas Kaviraj, okay, you're making a book. I don't want my name in the book. You know, how many of us can say, I don't want my name in the book? No, nobody. I don't think anybody's like that. And Gopal Bhatta was like that. Don't mention my name in your book, please. Because, I mean, in those days, the book wasn't going to be like on the New York Times bestseller list. Everyone would know immediately. But these devotees are so much wary of any kind of fame, any type of notoriety. Like Madhavendra Puri, he didn't care for any notoriety. He ran from the place when he got that sweet rice from the deity. He took off immediately. He thought, oh, everyone's going to hear about this. I don't want to have anything to do with it. But when he got to Puri, everybody already knew. There was no Facebook or anything, Twitter. Nobody was tweeting out. And he was already, how did they know? Anyway, so he can't escape this type of fame. So Lokanath and Bhogarbha's mentioned here, they were friends. It is said that Lokanath his father was a great devotee. What was his name? I forgot now. And he himself he didn't want to take household life, but he was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that he's initiated by, is it Gadadhar Pandit? That's Bhogarbha. Or Sanatana Goswami. Anyway, the Lokanath, he understood that Mahaprabhu, by indication, he understood that Mahaprabhu would be taking sannyas in a few days. So he became very upset just thinking about it. And he took off. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to go to Vrindavan. You can take all the flowers out at one time, then you won't have to crinkle it. Paper. Anyway, that's the story in that. So anyway, Bhogarbha is said to be his uncle on the father's side. So they were great friends. And because Lokanath was so distressed just knowing that Mahaprabhu would take sannyas and being sent to Vrindavan, separation from Mahaprabhu, Bhogarbha went with him to Vrindavan. And there he was separated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling great separation his whole life. And it's a very poignant and dramatic story, because when he was in Vrindavan, he got there, him and Bhogarbha, before the other devotees. They were the first Navadvipa devotees to go there. So when he heard that Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and had gone to South India, he decided, I can't take it anymore. I must go to South India. Can you imagine trying to find Mahaprabhu in South India? No GPS, no. You're walking the whole way. What's that?
At least
1,500 kilometers. 1,500
kilometers,
more. I think just to Bengal is almost that, in South India. So he went, and then he heard from reports that Mahaprabhu had gone to Puri, gone back to Vrindavan, and he's in South India. Can you imagine how amazing that is? So he went back to Vrindavan. I mean, we don't know how long it took. And he went back there. Mahaprabhu was, of course, gone. They said, well, last we heard, he went to Prayag. He went to Prayag. And in Prayag, of course, Mahaprabhu was already gone, long before. So he was just fainting, about to die, and then Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream vision and told him, look, just go to Vrindavan and stop moving around. He'll never catch me. And so he went back to Vrindavan and he stayed there the rest of his time. So, and at least then Rupa and Sanatan came, and Gopal Bhatta came there, and he felt, of course, much relief. he had one, he was praying, and he, the deity, Krishna appeared to him as this deity, Radha Vinod, which he worshipped. People in Vrindavan were offering him a temple different times, but he declined. He was so humble, and he carried his deity in a big bag, worshipped the deity like that. And this way he was always ecstatic. But he was very humble. He didn't want any disciples. When Narottam Das associated with him, he decided, oh, I must become initiated. He begged him for initiation. And there's a famous story that Narottam Das was cleaning his place where Lokanath was going and passing in the evening or in the morning. But in the evening, at night, Narottam would go there. He's the son of a zamindar, a king, you know, practically. So Lokanath thought, this Narottam, he's a great personality. I don't have a qualification. But when he saw how humble he was cleaning up this place, his heart melted, and he took one disciple. So if you're going to have one disciple, you want to have Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur wrote the Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. It's great songs that we're, Vaishnavas are always singing. He's a great celebrated person. When we sing Jayanilo Premadana, when we have to think as Lokanath, he's feeling separation from all these devotees. Here, in four or five verses, where we can feel a pain of separation, a drop of what, we're praying to feel a drop, 1,000,000th drop of what Narottam Das was feeling in separation from his guru. And in this song we just sang, I thought of singing that song. Not that I know too many songs. But Narottam Das also wrote Rupa Goswami, Manjari Pada, the song that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was hearing the time he was leaving his body. You are my everything, my life, Sampada, every asset I have. This is what Narottam is praying. So we are following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Nugas. This is some of Rupa Goswami's Leela. Rupa Goswami is, since we are Rupa Nuga, we can understand that he's Rupa Raghunatha Parijara As, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kaviraj Goswami is, at the end of every chapter, he's offering pranam, praying for the blessings of Rupa and Raghunath Padijaras, Chaitanya Charita, Kohe Krishna Das, Krishna Das Kaviraj. He's praying to Rupa. Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Narottam Das is praying here. That Akuti, when will I develop the enthusiasm to study all the books of Rupa and Raghunath? So we shouldn't think that he didn't have enthusiasm. Obviously, he had the greatest enthusiasm for all the writings of Rupa Raghunath. And so we have to follow in those footsteps of Narottam Das. Achai Goshai Jar, in that song also it's describing the six Goswami. The dust of their feet is our food, our six panchagras, five types of food stuff. Is there five types of food stuff? We know that in Ayurveda there's six types of food stuff, but a panchagras. Anyway, he's saying five types of food stuff. So it's a wonderful meditation of this pastime. Rupa Goswami surrounded by Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta was accepted as a brother of Rupa and Sanatan when he came to Vrindavan. He had been a child. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his place in Sri Rangam during the Chaturmasya season, 4 months. The sannyasis, because it's a rainy season, they don't travel. So, but Mahaprabhu came into the temple of Sri Rangam dancing in ecstasy and all, everybody was, wow, chamatkar, amazed. And especially Venkata Bhatta, his son Gopal. So during that time, you can read about it also, Chaitanya Charita, how the conversation that took place there, how Lord Chaitanya teased Venkata about that. You worship Narayan and Lakshmi, but how come it is that Lakshmi performed so many austerities to get the association of Krishna, but still, she couldn't get it? So it's a very ecstatic conversation. And then Venkata Bhat said, why are you joking like this? You know I don't understand. It's over my head. You tell me all these things. So, and Gopal Bhatta was there doing service. He was getting prasad every day, worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he's still feeling some pain that he didn't have darshan of Mahaprabhu. He loved Mahaprabhu, but he wanted to have the darshan of Mahaprabhu in his Navadvip Leela. He understood, because of his Brijbasi, he could understand that this pastimes, that he had missed the pastimes, but Mahaprabhu appeared to him, maybe more than one time. We don't know. Gopal Bhatta was so learned that, and so humble. Can you imagine that Jiva Goswami, in his very first verse of his Sandarbhas, he offers respects, and he doesn't even mention he's honoring so much Gopal Bhatta's desire not to be mentioned. He just says, Dakshina Bhatta, a great pundit from the southern India, that's all he said. It doesn't mention his name also. So Gopal Bhatta didn't want to be mentioned, but although he wrote the outline, he gave notations for the six Sandarbhas. I mean, how many people, raise your hand, think you can do that? Anyway, he did it. He was so learned that although he didn't have books, he knew by heart so many hundreds of books. So Jiva Goswami was inspired by Gopal Bhatta, and Sanatana Goswami also, Hari Bhakti Vilas, he took inspiration also from Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta did not want his name mentioned by any of them. And Kaviraj Goswami is all he's mentioning, that's all. Very just a name, no glorification. Because he was asked personally. But when we go to the mention here, Bhakti Ratnakara, that Narahari, he did not hear that, so he transgressed this transcendental transgression, so he could glorify these great devotees in his book. Bhakti Ratnakara, it's worth reading that book. There's so many pastimes of Rupa Goswami. They're given here, especially in, you read in Ancha 1. In Ancha 1st chapter, Rupa Goswami presents his Vidagdha Madhava and his Lita Madhava. At least he had started writing those books. The conversation supposedly between Rupa Goswami, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, he surprised Rupa, used to stay with Haridas Thakur, and he went there and he wanted to see, he said, what are you writing? You're writing some book, I want to see it. And he glanced at it and he took one verse, he saw the writing, he said, Rupa Goswami's writing is like a rose of pearls, this is not ordinary. He said, now we're going to see, he said to Sarvabhauma and to, especially, they mentioned Ramananda Roy and Sri Damodar, his very close associates, we're going to drop in on Rupa Goswami and see what he's up to. And on the way, he was glorifying him like with thousand mouths, Rupa Goswami. He was reciting over and over, Tunde Tandavani Ratin Vitanati Tundavali Labdai Karna Krodakadamadi Vitayate Karna Bude Vyaspriham Chaita Pranga Sangani Vijayate Savindriyana Katin No Jane Janitakya Vyamitai Krishnai Pivanidvai. This verse, by the way, in Ancha, first chapter, is given three times. We don't find that any verse is practically given twice anywhere, but it's three times given because Mahaprabhu and all those great devotees, they were so much enamored of that verse that we don't know how much nectar is produced by the two syllables, Krishna. And this is just one verse that he wrote in the beginning of Vidagdha Madhava. And so, because Rupa Goswami was given favor of Mahaprabhu, Rupa and Sanatan, it is said there by Kavi Kanapur, Lupteti, that the Vrindavana Leelas were practically lost And from within the heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enlightened, enlivened, inspired Rupa Goswami. He gave him, of course, there was so much association, but especially when they went to Das Ashwamedha Ghat in Prayag for 10 days, imagine 10 days with Mahaprabhu all day. Who knows if they took rest, but still, 10 days is not that long if you think about it. I mean, you know, nowadays you take a college course, you study to become a doctor for 12 years, and 10 days, anyway. So, Hridyasya, and in the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, maybe even the second verse, Hridyasya Pranaya Pravartitoham Varakarupopi. Many times Rupa Goswami is so a brilliant genius that he sneaks his name in, Varakarupa. And he's saying, he puts his name in there, especially when he's Lagu Rupa, he calls himself small, humble, nothing, you know. And that, so in that verse he says, I have been inspired to write this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the heart. Hridyasya Pravartito means I'm beginning this book. And, you know, they didn't have a backspace delete button. When you're writing, you know, like Rupa Goswami, they're writing, boom, the verse, that's it. So you can well imagine. So he's saying there, now I'm beginning this book, Pravartitom, Varaka means a fool. The fool, Rupa Goswami, he's a fool, what can we say we are? Huh. So he's claiming he's a fool. Varaka Rupopi. Tasya hare patakamalam bande chaitanya devasya. Therefore I offer my respects to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the second verse, I believe. In the first verse, he describes Krishna, Kila Rasamrita Murti Prasama Shruti Rita Palahi Taraka. He's describing the different gopis, the gradations of the gopis. And the very next verse, he's glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, when he was being questioned, he recited, Mahaprabhu kept reciting the verse. And another, the verse he became famous in the beginning was because Mahaprabhu used to chant the Sahachya Darpana verse about the Ravasi, the river, and on the bank of this river, which is seemingly a mundane poem that Mahaprabhu used to sing very loudly in the, among many other verses. He sang many verses during Ratha Yatra. And people would not quite understand, you know, why is he singing Sahachya Darpana? That's like a mundane poetry. It's great poetry, but still, it's mundane, considered like mundane lovers. But Mahaprabhu was seeing that as Radha Krishna. He was like hidden. Sometimes, many times, Mahaprabhu is just like when he meets Ramananda Roy, there's 1,000 people there, and many brahmanas. And when he met Ramananda Roy, they were in ecstasy. So then they kind of like, when they see that these brahmanas are kind of not understanding. They're sajatiya. They're not sajatiya, with the other word, they're vijatiya. Outsiders and not understanding the internal pastimes of Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. There's Lalita and Radharani, Radha Krishna, he's non-different. So and sometimes they withdraw their ecstasy and later on, Mahaprabhu cannot withdraw, so he just stays secluded. But in the beginning, he was sometimes withdrawing like that. So during the Ratha Yatra, he was chanting this verse. Rupa Goswami understood what it was, and he wrote another verse, Priyaso Ham Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas. I am the same Radharani. It's the same kind of syntax as the other verse, but it's put into total, it's Radharani speaking. So he wrote that verse, Tathaham Sa Radha, I am the same Radharani, but they were meeting in Kurukshetra. And this is such great separation because she didn't want to see Krishna. Radharani doesn't like to see Krishna all dressed up in big, with big armies and elephants and chariots. But still, I want to go to, on the bank of Kalindi, where Krishna is Panchamajuse, playing his flute, wonderfully on the fifth note, like that. So Rupa Goswami It was empowered, completely understood, and so much so that Mahaprabhu was in so much ecstasy, he took Rupa Goswami on his lap, and he gave him slapping his face like this. You know, like you do a small kid that you love, your kid or something. Like that, he was touching Rupa Goswami. And so the others were seeing, you know, like that. But that had taken place already, so Mahaprabhu was chanting that verse on the way to Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur's ashram, Siddhabakul, I think Siddhabakul, anyway. So he was asked to recite the verse, the Tundi Tundi, we don't know how much nectar. And finally, it was recited by Mahaprabhu, I believe. Rupa Goswami didn't want to. In the beginning, he was too shy. The verse is so amazing, and they all said, oh, we have never heard any, but we have heard so many verses describing the holy name, but we've never heard something quite like this. When the holy name enters on the mouth and it dances in the tongue, then we want so many tongue, millions. When it goes in the ear, Karna Krota, the ear to Karna Krota Kadambini, Kadambini, we want to sprout many ears, millions and millions of ears, so we can hear it better. We don't quite, when we... Gives us a little idea how much attraction those devotees have for the holy name. Then in the third line, he describes that when it's entering the ears, dancing on the tongue, entering the ears, Chaita Prangana Sangani Vijayate. Vijayate means it conquers Chaita, the consciousness. All the other senses are completely conquered. Chaita Prangana Sangani dances in the courtyard of the heart. Vijaya Sarvendriyana Katim, no Jane. Therefore, Prabhupada quoted this verse on a morning walk. And we don't know. No Jane means we have no idea how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, Varnadvaya, these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. Amrita, so much amrita, so much nectar has been produced. So this is when they're walking, they're just walking to the ashram, Mahaprabhu was glorifying Rupa Goswami. I mean, Rupa Goswami was known, but he was so humble. And then the devotees were like, wow. So Rupa Goswami started to, was asked by Sri Ramananda, you please read your book, and Ramananda Roy. Actually, it says that Mahaprabhu is examining Ramananda Roy. Imagine his most intimate associates, the gopis. And it says he was examining them also. Why was he examining? What does that mean? Parikshaya, he was examining them to see. He's trying to see if they, how they see, interact with Rupa Goswami. We don't know, what does that mean? Is he examining them? So I was thinking, is he thinking that maybe they're going to become a little envious because Rupa Goswami was so empowered to make descriptions of Krishna? Because Ramananda Roy and Sri Ramananda. Anyway, he wanted to see Sarvabhauma. He wanted to see how they interact. So, and they were asking because they were so expert. They knew everything about how to prepare poems and plays about Krishna. This is very detailed. It's not like just writing Mary Had a Little Lamb or something. It is Sahitya Darpana. Rupa Goswami wrote his own book on that. Nataka Chandrika. So they were very familiar with Sahitya Darpana and Bhatri. What is it? He wrote, Rupa Goswami was so familiar with all these books. And himself. So they asked him detailed questions. So what is this? How do you prepare? Because there's so many ways just to begin. I think it's Pravochan. How to begin a play, you know. And so what is the first thing that inspiration for your play? And he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the first inspiration. Oh, okay. We understand. So then he recited one verse that Kaviraj Goswami puts in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Narpita Chirim Charat Karunaya Vatina Kalo Samarpalitam Munatodvara Samsa Bhakti Sriyam. Narpita Chirim. There's not been given this Ujjwala, this conjugal love especially in the way Rupa Goswami has given in his books. Anarpita Chirim Charat, in very long Chirim Charat, Karunayava, Karunayava Tina Kalo, in this Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu has come, full of mercy, to give this Unatojo Rasa, highest Rasa. And so when he was reciting it, Anarpita Chirim Karunayava Tina Kalo, Samarpaito Unatojo Rasa, Sabakti Sriya, Hari Purata Sundara is describing how Mahaprabhu is golden. Of course, Mahaprabhu was sitting before them. Hari Purata Sundara, Duti Kadamba Sandipataha, Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuraduva Satyanandana. Therefore, he's giving this blessing. Kaviraj Goswami is exactly giving this verse that within your heart, and not just Rupa Goswami's heart, but everyone's heart, may they be inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he's sitting in the heart. Chaitanya kyam param tatvam sarva karana karanam. Describe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sarva karana karanam. He's the cause of all causes. He's the paramatma. Chaitanya kyam param tatvam. He's the paratatva. And the parama, in the other verses that Kaviraj Goswami puts there, yadadvaitam brahma upanishadi tarapishetanabha, yet mantriyami, he's antriyami, he's within the heart. So when one becomes pure, like Rupa Goswami, such a person, he doesn't have to become pure, of course. But there's an acts of lila. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came to the Ramakali, and Rupa and Sanatana were there offering their prayers like that. And from the beginning, from the early time, as soon as they heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were inspired. But they had to work for that horrible king, Hussein Shah Nawab. But they were so brilliant that they were forced to work there. And they were quite young, but they were so brilliant that the king forced them to work there for him. So there's so many pastimes of Rupa Goswami. But Mahaprabhu did not like that verse. He said, why did you put this verse there? You have ruined the whole composition. Why are you glorifying? But they were asking, but Ramananda Roy and Srupa Damodar Sarvabhauma, they were asking, who is your worshipful deity? So he had to say it, but he was very embarrassed to say it. And then Mahaprabhu was saying, this is like some detestable poison that you put in here. Why are you glorifying like that? Don't glorify me. So Mahaprabhu was exhibiting the greatest humility. Don't put this poison in it. Poisoned your whole book now. Who could take that seriously? He came there to hear the book, just finished glorifying Rupa Goswami on the way there. 1,000 mouths. And Rupa Goswami went on reciting. But when we read the history, actually this was in 1515. Rupa Goswami didn't finish the books. First he was going to do one book. And then he was admonished in a dream by Satyabhama. Said, you should have a book for me, for the Dwarka pastimes. Although Satyabhama is, that's a tricky thing. So he put two books. The Dagda Madhava and Lalita Madhava. We should try to read those books in our life. Of course, ordinary circumstances wouldn't be able to read those books. They're the highest Sanskrit poetry, but devotees have translated, so we should, if we have some time, we can read Rupa Goswami's books. We get a good portion of it, a taste, a nice taste of it, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami's verses are given. Shudanam Chandrinam Api Maduriman Mata Damani Dadana Radari Pranay Ganai Saravitam is amazing verses. He's describing that that Krishna's pastimes, how they defeat the nectar produced on the moon. Shudanam Chandrinam Pranitam Te Trishnam Haratu Lila Sikarini Sikarini. He describes it. But in English, it kind of falls short. But when you relish it, hearing it in Sanskrit, it's amazing. What is this? Sikarini is a blend of camphor and sugar and some black pepper like that. It's a nectar. So in so many ways, Rupa Goswami is describing Santodpagama, Samantat Santodpagama Vishama Samsara Sarani. It destroys our path in the material world by hearing these Krishna's pastimes. And Rupa Goswami was able to describe it. One could almost say as good or better than Shukadev. Who knows? But they were all very well learned in the Srimad Bhagavatams chanting the 10th canto pastime so many times. But Mahaprabhu also liked to hear the Dhruva's pastimes and Prahlad's pastimes. But, and he liked to hear from about Chandidas's poetry, Bilva Mangala Thakur's poetry. So, this is the idea why they're surrounding Rupa Goswami. Just see when you think about how great Gopal Bhatta is, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is feeling so much separation when Rupa Goswami disappeared. There's one shloka where he's describing that he's seeing Radha Kund is just like the gaping mouth of a tigress ready to devour him. He was living in Radha Kund, and the Govardhan Hill was like a big snake, vyad, a python ready to crush him. Jivatu Rahatasya Me, feeling this separation from Rupa Goswami. Gorindro, he's saying that Mahagoshtim, the whole Vraj is empty. Sunyayite Mahagoshtim, he's seeing the whole Vrindavan empty, empty. Nothing. Sunyayite. Like Mahaprabhu is saying, Sunyayite Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Without Govinda, the whole universe is empty. But he was feeling such a pain, Raghunath Das Goswami. He's describing that in the that book, Vilapa Kusumanjali, the Mukta Charita, separation. So, because these persons are so great, so expert in writing, we can feel that same pain, that same, a little, we can get a tiny taste of what the pain Narottam's feeling in separation from Lokanath Goswami and all these other great personalities. So this is, so here, all these personalities are mentioned at one time. So what to speak of, how much more we can relish their separation or relish their association. Well, that's the, something, anyone have any comments here on this? Ron's gone, or else I'm sure he would say something. Yes.
I ask you about the song that was being, everyone thought was mundane, that he was singing.
What song was that?
You were talking.
It starts off.
Who wrote that?
That's Sahitya Darpana is written by. I forget what it's.
Yeah, I guess
but that's a book that they all studied. Rupa Goswami studied this book. Mm-hmm. Lord Chaitanya knew the book. I'm sure they all knew it by heart. And because it gives, you could say it's a mundane book. It is a mundane book, but it teaches, it gives the basics. What basics means it's very, very detailed. How to compose Sanskrit poetry. So many of the terms they take are from that book.
But the person who wrote it, did they mean it to be the way?
No, it was written several hundred years, you know, before. So
it's meant to be mundane.
It's meant for anyone who is just like you have a textbook. Just like you learn Sanskrit. You know, when Jiva Goswami learned Sanskrit, he learned a regular Sanskrit, Painini or whatever. But then he made his own version of it. His own Sanskrit grammar that people study now, which is all based on Krishna. But Painini has some nonsensical sutras, but it makes it simple, more easy anyway, to memorize, to learn Sanskrit like that. So similarly, you know, Yukta Hara Viharasya, even We know from Rupa Goswami, anasaktasya vishayan. We don't give up anything, but we use it for Krishna's service, Krishna sambandhe. So they're using those books, they use that book and other books to learn. I mean, they all learn Sanskrit. I mean, I don't know, when you think of someone like Shivananda Sen, what is it, Kavi Kanapur. He was 7 years old. He was reciting the, first of all, Mahaprabhu asked him to chant Hare Krishna, and he didn't say anything. So then they went back, because he's Shivananda Sen, and he'd been named by Lord Chaitanya. His name was given when he was in the womb. So Lord Chaitanya said to Surabhadramana, he said, I had the whole world. I even got animals to chant in the forest of Jarikanda. And this boy doesn't chant Hare Krishna. Can you say something? And Surabhadramana said, oh, he's chanting in his mind. Because of pastimes, you know. So he's chanting in his mind. So then later on, when they saw the boy, he chanted one wonderful Sanskrit verse. 7 years old. So, I mean, Jiva Goswami, he learned, fully learned everything. Usually it takes 12 years. He learned in 1 year. So, but still, they, not like people don't use those books when they're learning. Mahaprabhu, in his youth, he was a great pundit. He knew all the book. No one could defeat him. Nobody. Not in the entire world. Not in any shape, way, or form. That conquering pundit came there. He learned the hard way, or the nice way. So, Rupa Goswami, Priyasarupa is described, he's very dear to Lord Chaitanya, he has Tatanarupa, Ekarupa, he's not different from Lord Chaitanya. It says he completely resembles Lord Chaitanya. He knows the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya. He's completely empowered by Premasarupa, Sahajabirupa. He's naturally very beautiful, and he's able to proclaim all the leelas of Krishna being empowered by Lord Chaitanya. This very nice verse. That verse is by Kavi Kanapur. Amazing. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Priyasarupa, Dayatasarupa. He's the recipient of all the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Anyway.
You know, you're mentioning, I kind of missed it, Anarpita Charam Charat. Is, you said that verse, Rupa Goswami, he has written in some other book, the one that Krishnadas Kaviraj quotes. Is that written?
He quotes Anarpita Charin Charak whenever. It's one of the invocation verses, beginning verses in Vidagra Madhava.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's like the, third, fourth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mangalacharan verses. I mean, the first 17 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita are the Mangala, the invocation verses. Mm-hmm. Describes Lord Chaitanya, then Nityananda, and then describes Advaita and Shivas, like that.
But that particular verse and other verses also from Rupa Goswami?
Well, many verses Kaviraj Goswami is quoting from Rupa Goswami, but not in the beginning, 17, only that one. One is from Surabh Damodar, one is his own. You know, first he starts off Bandeshi Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahorito Gorodai Pushpam. They have arisen like the sun and the moon, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda.
And what about Radha Krishna
Pranaya Prakriti Ladini Shakti Rasmari Katmanava Bibhuvi? That's, I think, his verse, yes. Anything else? Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Let me put the back of the